Jesus asked his disciples, "But who do you say that I am?" Simon Peter replied, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God." This is a proper confession of faith made by the Christian Church. How can we make such a bold confession? Is this a result of human logic, academic study, or scientific exploration? Can we, who are by nature sinful and unclean, who fearfully run from the mere mention of God, come to know the truth by our own wisdom? If, in my sinful, selfish ways, I desire to be like God, to replace God, how can I come to the conclusion confessed by Peter? And Jesus answered him, "Blessed are you, Simon Bar-Jona, for flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my Father who is in heaven." The Holy Spirit works through the proclaimed Word of God to create the faith which believes and confesses Jesus Christ as our Redeemer from sin and death. Even something as simple as 120 seconds of airtime on a small radio station in rural Minnesota can proclaim to you the truth of Jesus. If this 2 minutes causes you to ask questions, or if it causes you to call the church to complain about the witness of the truth, the Holy Spirit is causing you to learn of God's rich grace, love, and mercy. Our prayer is simple, that the Holy Spirit brings you the comfort of knowing your sins are forgiven for the sake of the holy, precious blood and innocent, suffering death of our Savior. May our Lord grant us faith to believe the gospel and to confess the truth with St. Peter, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God." Amen.